This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Europe is getting all the headlines, but the fact is there has been a global refugee problem for a while now. Once they leave their homes and their countries, the United Nations says displaced people often still spend years in refugee camps. And then when they are finally settled, they face unique challenges. Some haven't ever worked. They have little or no education. And that's exactly the situation for a group of refugees from the South Asian country of Bhutan. After decades in camps in Nepal, tens of thousands of them have made new homes in Ohio. Lewis Wallace from WYSO took a look at how they're doing.
When Tara Dungana was about to start sixth grade in Bhutan, his family took what he thought was a trip.
When we left the country, my parents were saying, like, we'd come back a few weeks after.
They packed a few bags and left their animals in the yard, vegetables still growing in the garden. They got to Nepal, to a refugee camp, and
I was there in the camp almost 18 years.
He never went home. In the late 80s and early 90s, Bhutan drove out more than 100,000 Lhotshampas, Dungana's ethnic group. The years went by in the camps.
You don't know what tomorrow has for you. It's always dark, right? Tomorrow is always dark.
But more recently, some 66,000 Bhutanese have resettled in the U.S. Dungana came 5 years ago, and at first it was really hard settling in. He found a job quickly but felt really isolated, and when he and his wife came home each day, he says,
we just cried, literally cried.
Now he works full-time helping other refugees find jobs in Columbus.
I think the city is welcoming.
Lots of people come straight from camps where they had nothing to do and no education. In Ohio, they usually find work for low wages in warehouses or hotels. A few Ohio employers have whole teams of Bhutanese workers, with managers speaking in Nepali. Megan Zarnitz is with Catholic Charities in Cincinnati.
We have a large group of individuals who are employed at about the three-month mark, which is what the government aims for.
The federal goal is economic self-sufficiency in 30 to 90 days. After 20 years in a camp, especially for older people, the shock and pressure can lead to depression, and suicide rates are high in the Bhutanese community. You can get a sense of just how big this community is in Columbus at the South Asian Bazaar. It's a nondescript storefront in a small strip mall. Inside, it's hopping. Bimba Stola is a co-owner.
Business is picking up for the community. Like, there's lots of competition. We love competition.
People look at clothes, weigh bags of food. Groups of women come in from a Hindu religious festival, dressed in bright red.
These are ethnically Nepalese garments. And our ladies are really fond of garments.
Bastola spent a little time in the camps, and he's doing great here. But he and his business partner are both educated. Bastola does people's taxes, and his partner runs a realty company out of the back. Bastola says education is the key for those coming out of camps.
Technical education, higher education is a must.
He says the transition has gotten easier as more people have come. But for him, there are still those earlier memories of his life on a farm in the foothills in Bhutan.
I still reminisce those days. Cool air, open air.
He'd like to move out to the Ohio countryside one day.
Away from the din of the city, peaceful, and that's it. That's better quality of life in there.
But he has family here and a shop to run. In Columbus, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.